This one goes out to my real close friend and buddy, Hernetic, aka Mr. Perfect. Just want to let you know that you're messed, but you'll never.
I played this one too.
I know.
At some point. We're just such big Macho Man fans.
What?
We're just such big Macho Man music fans.
Yeah. Well, because that the time Chris brought it up, and then we just. I'm pretty sure we played something then.
Probably.
Oh, hey!
Hey!
Forgot there's video.
So now you don't have to just. Wait, you can look at us here.
It's more boring.
It's more boring this way.
The other way, you just. Hey. Oh, that was even more boring. That's it.
Alright,
hey!
Welcome to Canada Think Podcast.
Number 58.
58, I think.
We think.
58, we said.
If you're watching this in a video, that means... What's a video podcast? If it's over an hour, we're probably just going to do the audio one, because I forgot to bring extra tape.
Yeah.
But,
so we're going to put those upstairs. We're just going to peek throughout the whole thing.
Well, yeah, we have two ducklings here. They were real.
They were real.
What are their names?
The kids named them Cutie and Fluffles.
When did the podcast start over?
What?
What?
Hey, welcome to Canada Think Podcast. So, how's it going? You don't know what he's doing.
If you're listening to audio, you have no idea what just happened. If you're watching video, you have no idea what just happened either.
So it's all even.
Mr. Perfect. I am perfect. Does he do that all the time?
I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't like him when I was a kid.
Oh.
But now that he's dead, I like him. Anyway.
We had that song, not because we missed Mr. Perfect.
We hated Mr. Perfect.
Hate Mr. Perfect.
We love Macho Man.
Poor Macho Man Randy Savage. Yep. We got him right here.
Yep.
If you're just listening to audio, he's just pretend he's in your heart.
Yeah.
As you listen to this.
He was my favorite when I was a kid.
Really?
My absolute favorite.
Yep. I don't think I knew who he was until I was a lot older. I always knew of the guy who wore the sunglasses and the
crazy colored
cowboy
hat
and the frills all over him.
I still remember the time I think I rented a WrestleMania video or something and he was facing Hulk Hogan.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh, Macho Man, you gotta win. But then he lost and I was really, really sad.
You like take a day off school.
No.
Reason Macho Man lost.
And I had an action figure of him and his skin is that gross, like copperish kind of color. You know, like, it's like that really. You know how all those wrestlers used to look in the 90s when they had like really bronze kind of skin?
Oh, yeah.
All shiny and stuff? And but on his underwear it says Macho King. Did he used to be Macho King?
I don't know. How would I know?
I don't know.
I didn't watch wrestling.
Maybe he was Macho King before I watched it. But anyway.
Poor Macho Man. We're kind of out. We're very late on this.
Macho Man is a wrestler, by the way.
Randy Savage.
Just in case.
I only know him from the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I've never actually seen him wrestle.
Oh. You have a lot of respect for him.
I've only heard his scene in a music video, I think. And
So Phil knows him better as a musician than a wrestler.
Yeah. That was one of his songs, by the way. Perfect Man.
Yep, yep.
It's a good friend song. It's not a homo song.
Wasn't sure where you're going with that. No, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Rest in peace, Macho Man.
Is that your best Macho Man memory?
Yeah. Yeah. Watching him.
your only Macho Man memory.
No, I had more. Yeah, Bonesaw!
That's the best one.
I'm not sure what else.
do your best Macho Man impression.
You do it at the same time. At the same time, let's say Bonesaw.
Why would he say Bonesaw?
Well,
that's his own name.
The characters reinvent themselves.
That's not even the Macho Man character. That's Bonesaw.
That's okay. Maybe it's, you know, some history of Macho Man. He probably said Bonesaw about something.
Macho Man gonna Bonesaw.
There you go.
All right, you judge whose impression was better. You have to listen closely because Derek kind of just jumped in at the last second there and said Bonesaw.
I think it's kind of funny how, even though our voices sound pretty different normally, there are some voices that we can do that sound pretty much the same.
Like?
Like Macho Man, sort of. And
I do Macho Man like this. sounds like Macho Man's just getting suffocated. Someone's got their hands around his throat.
Yeah.
Say Macho Man!
Macho Man! That's their torture.
Maybe that's how he practiced his voice.
Probably.
To become more menacing.
That's good. Who is your favorite wrestler?
I have to go by just the WWF Raw game on Super Nintendo. That was probably my only real experience with wrestling.
Yeah.
Well, no. With professional WWF wrestling.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Boink.
Doink.
Doink. Whatever. Boink, Doink. Same thing. Doink. That's it.
All right. Okay. Very long Macho Man related intro. You can cut out some of the...
Why?
The first... Because...
Cut out what? It's already been recorded.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It's done.
I can't make more tape by cutting out some of it.
Yes, you can. Okay, so that's so Macho Man.
Goodbye, Macho Man.
Goodbye, Macho Man.
We'll always
remember you.
We don't know what you did since Spider-Man, so... Oh yeah, you did your album.
Yeah.
We'll always remember your music.
Yeah.
Right here in our hearts. Or wherever your heart is.
Yeah. All right. So
welcome to Camp Nothing Podcast.
Hey.
This month we've got some, we're bringing back Food of the Month. We haven't really done it that much. When was the last time we did Food of the Month? I don't know.
Pig?
Maybe.
Probably.
We ate something last time, right?
Last time we ate Chinese food. That's not really a...
Yeah, that was just
special.
That was just dinner.
It was just dinner.
We needed sustenance. So I have you ever been to this store, the Ocean's Fresh Food Market?
That's a cool grocery store.
It's cool. I just found it recently. So I was at this Ocean's grocery store, and they have this section with these weird buns there. Uh-oh. And some of them are okay. It's like bun with a hot dog meat in it, and you know, that's not too weird. There's bun with you know, coconut, things like that.
Yeah.
Your typical Chinese, Asian kind of bun food. But they also had some really weird stuff. I didn't bring most of it. I got four things here. I brought these as well.
Whoa.
We had these before. Polvorone.
Oh,
those. The powdery food. We'll eat some of those later.
All right, powdery
food. Remember last time, yours just broke apart? You didn't really get a chance to eat one, so now you've got a chance to eat like 10 of them.
Yeah.
That's a way of apologizing. So I found some weird ones. There's some strange ones that I didn't get, like tuna in a bun.
Ooh.
Or, stuff like that. So, I got two each for us, because most of them had meat in it.
Oh.
For you, I got cool. Milk custard bun.
Awesome.
And you have to try to eat it all.
I'll try.
And Japanese pineapple bun.
Oh, these sound pretty good.
I don't know. For me, I got corn and wiener bun. And my favorite one, in the Asian food store, pizza bun.
Hey!
So we're going to see what these are like.
Cool.
Which one do you want to try first?
I'm going to try a milk custard bun.
Milk custard bun.
Yeah.
See, to me, that's gross because I hate custard.
Oh, well, I like custard. So this works out. You're going to try...
I couldn't
that
find...
That one even looks gross.
They didn't have the tuna one. I was going to get that.
Ew.
And they had, like, I think seaweed bun or something. Yeah. But they're, like... These are, like, 89 cents, so...
Sweet.
Whatever. Let's try them. They're really, really oily.
That's Chinese buns.
Yep.
track down a Chinese bakery near you and try some.
All right, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to like corn and wiener buns, so you go ahead first.
Okay. I didn't really get to the filling yet. Okay. So far, it's okay.
Corn and wiener, pretty good.
Corny?
So far, just wiener, though. The corn's at the bottom. All right. This always happens when we have food.
I know, that's the problem.
There's a short while where we're just eating. That's fine.
Well, while we're eating, we can talk about new site progress.
Oh, yeah.
So
the site, the site's pretty much done. Like, all the layout's done. We've recreated every single page, which was pretty painstaking, especially since we had to do, like, all those video pages over again. But it's done. We did pretty fast. It was, like, a week.
No, not bad.
I think I just, every day I spent hours just sitting there. Just, because it's pretty much the same code over and over. It's like a copy-paste, copy-paste, copy-paste.
So it's really easy to do, just time-consuming.
It's time-consuming, and it gets frustrating because you're just copying and pasting all the paragraphs, all the links, and file names, and moving things here and there.
And this tastes pretty good, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Coconut and custard? What is it?
And milk custard.
Oh, milk custard.
Tastes...
Yeah, I didn't get the really weird ones.
Maybe next time.
Next time. Because I wanted to actually enjoy it.
Well, yeah, we're just waiting on... Justin is implementing WordPress for our new stuff. If we really want, I guess we can just go ahead if he ends up taking too long. I sent him another message today, but he hasn't gotten back to me yet. So,
no.
So new site is imminent. But
imminent. I'd say sometime next month.
Yeah. Definitely by next month, it should be something.
It's pretty much just that WordPress thing and, yeah. Moving all the files over.
But Justin's handling a lot of that, too. No, the movie files, anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, thanks again to Justin for doing this for us.
Thanks, Justin. And, you like the new site?
I like it, yeah.
And predict now how long until a new site after that one.
Never. Because look, even like we're not completely happy with the one we have now and we didn't do anything about it, so.
But
it took someone...
like 10 years from now, Justin's like, okay, guys, it's too old now. We gotta make a new one.
No, nobody uses WordPress anymore. Come on.
And the site has to be in like 3D and stuff.
And frames are back in style.
Yeah. Could happen.
Maybe.
But yeah.
Yeah, if we could make the site in 3D, would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't, like, if all the screens, the monitors in the future, were like 10 years from now,
yeah,
were like 3DS screens,
that'd be pretty cool.
I
would you film in 3D?
No. I don't know. If cameras came with that option, I'd try it out.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. There's no point.
Make things pop out at you.
Why? If we do a 3D movie, the entire thing will be us going like this, just reaching out to the camera, throwing things at the camera.
All right. Well, it's new site progress.
Ah! Oh, I got corn on me.
New site progress coming soon.
Coming soon.
That's the bottom line.
You will like it.
You will like it. Or you will not. I wonder if there'll be people who won't like it. Who prefer the old one that didn't fit in browsers and stuff like that.
I wonder if there will be people who care enough to even say anything.
That's probably the better question, yeah.
So yeah, look out for that. Coming soon. We're going to do a new site podcast, but not ready yet.
New site podcast. What's going to be special about it? I think we talked about this.
About the site?
Yeah. No, new special. The podcast special. New.
This part. One?
What? Oh, the next one. to celebrate the new site.
Oh, I don't know. The only thing we thought of was having a green screen behind us with the site. Which is,
that was our brainstorming session last month or whatever.
I don't know. I think I just asked Derek, should we do something? This is all I've got.
I was like, yeah, we should do something.
Yeah, that's all I can think of too. So, creative geniuses right here.
That's right.
That's how we,
you can't overthink these things. You know, sometimes the simple way is the best way.
It's also the worst way.
Well, you know, it'd be even better if you have just like, not even have a green screen, just like, have the picture of the site overlaid on the podcast and like cut out a little spot for me and you. And then we just have to stay in that spot.
Sure.
So that's even easier.
Yeah. I can do that.
You can do it right now with the site we have now.
That's true.
There it is. Or not. All right. Generation Asthma Progress.
How's that going?
I'm starting to rethink the album approach because I don't know.
Why?
Because I don't know if I'll... I don't know.
It's like five songs.
I know. Anyway, regardless of whatever form it takes, something will come.
No! It has to be songs.
Songs. I mean, in what method they're delivered. The songs are delivered. New songs are coming.
Oh no. Derek's gonna hire, like, an African drum band or something. Tell them to transcribe our weird songs into African drum
That'd be kind of cool. But let's get to what we really want to talk about.
The next bun.
I didn't even finish my first
bun. How's your custard bun?
It's good.
What's on the top?
I don't know.
Coconut?
Maybe. Yeah, it looks like coconut. I'm dropping a lot of it.
Awesome. All right, I'm moving on to bun number two.
What's your second bun again?
Pizza bun.
Pizza bun.
Ooh, best before June 2nd. That's coming up. All right, pizza bun. It smells like pizza.
And it looks, I don't see any cheese.
Right there.
Oh, there's cheese.
That's pizza bun. You can't see. All right, here we go. Well, I just got bun. Why do they do that?
So it didn't cost them as much to make.
It looks like it's just a bun with pizza toppings on top.
Well, isn't that what you expect from pizza bun?
No, stuff it. Stuff it with pizza.
That's too hard. Just gotta melt cheese and put a few pieces of pepperoni in it.
This one's not good. Not because it's gross, just because it's
disappointing.
Bad, yeah. Bad concept.
Too bad, pizza bun. Releases!
Oh! No! Oh, I got to the sauce! It tastes like ketchup.
And ketchup tastes like tomatoes.
No, it doesn't. It's like the furthest from tomatoes. Yeah.
You gotta finish it.
I know.
I hope my other one's good. Looks okay.
It has raisins too.
Yeah.
Alright, just plowing through this podcast.
Yeah, go just plow through it.
Breakfast. So we finally released breakfast.
Yay!
It's been 9 months in the making.
Kind of like Draenor.
That's true.
And that's our usual work schedule now. Film it. Then let it sit there for about like...
Forget about it. Mention it every month.
And then bring it back. And we're like, yeah, I released it.
I felt kind of bad because Jerome helped us out. Then we never said anything about it.
We never said anything about what?
Well, like, we never told him what's going on.
Oh, I told him. Don't worry.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just said, oh, we're still working on it. It'll come. But actually, what's funny is, like, just 2 weeks ago, he was like, so what happened to that movie that I was started? Like, oh, it's coming soon.
Oh, so I'm not good enough.
But yeah. How did you feel about, how was editing that? Sounded hard.
So,
I knew it was gonna be kind of hard.
Were you talking about, how is it, how did you go about, editing? If take a look at Derek's cut, which we also, uploaded.
I didn't even watch that, but Derek's I guess I watched original it when cut. I edited it. But, well, see, because, yeah, I didn't really get that far in the sense of, like, getting towards a final cut. I think, like Phil said, I think maybe he said this last podcast or something, but it's like, I just kind of had, like, the framework for the most of the movie in there. And, even with just that, I'm like, oh, man. This is hard.
Derek's kind of funny. Because there's so many parts where you just hear us, like, laugh at the end of a take.
Yeah.
Or the clips just don't really fit together.
I did, but you did keep that, the well, I mean, I guess you had to for that shot. The one where Jerome starts pushing your face away, and then it changes to this one, you're just like,
yeah.
It's so funny, it makes me laugh.
I took it out at first, and I just put one of those 45 minutes later.
Oh.
But then I thought it didn't really make sense that he actually, that he didn't eat the thing. Because it would sound like he did eat it.
Yeah. So yeah. Then, yeah, so how did you take it from there?
I just scrapped yours. No, actually, I used a few things that you did.
Mm-hmm.
Your sort of framework. I had to change around a lot.
Yeah,
understandably. And I kind of had to add in things here and there to make it move faster.
Yeah, you added a lot of, I like that you had the shots like where you can tell where like Phil was trying to break up a bad shot or something, with like an intercut shot with like Jerome looking or like, a reaction or something like that.
No, it wasn't really breaking up a bad shot. It was breaking up really long shots.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like what? Like right at the beginning, when he goes like yes, Poochie, or like no, when he says the breakfast is whatever. Your direction was. Slap it on the plate, then walk over and say the line, and then the next cut is walking and sitting down and saying the next part of the line, and there's like this big gap in between, where it's like, today's breakfast, sit, muffin. Like, it's when you're filming it, that's it funny for the character, because it, you know, he's kind of this slow, dim-witted guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense. But when you're editing it, it's just so long.
Yeah.
You know, like, an extra 5 seconds to a take is long in a 6-minute video.
That's very true.
I'd find a lot of things to try to cut out. And there's stuff like continuity things where in one shot I'm sitting back like this.
Yeah,
and then in the next shot, it's a close-up and I'm like this. Up to So I had I didn't really want to do it, but I had to just grab the same frame and pull in close to the muffin so that it looks like you're talking about it. So that the next cut isn't just this boop.
Phil had to use his whole bag of tricks for this one.
There were a couple cuts that I made right in the middle of a take.
Yeah, I saw it. Like,
I don't know if you can tell, but...
You can barely tell. They're actually pretty... It's pretty hard to tell.
There's one when Jerome was talking in the kitchen, and he just like, very slightly moves.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in Star Wars when Han Solo was edited to dodge the laser blast.
Yeah.
It looks kind of jerky, but not
too
out of place.
It works all right.
I think there was another one somewhere else, too, but I can't remember.
That's the only one I spotted offhand, so maybe the other ones blended in even better.
I don't know.
Awesome.
It's somewhere. Somewhere.
Look for them.
I felt bad about doing that because it's like, I'm trying to be a good editor, and that's bad editing. even if they say, learn the rules and then break them, that's one I don't want to break.
Yeah, but I was going to editing school, so this is like a good practice.
For comedic effect, though, if you're able to laugh at those kinds of things and you notice it, then it might get a chuckle out of you.
I don't think that one's those are noticeable enough to be funny.
No.
They're just kind of little, small hiccups.
You're like, what? I think a lot of people would attribute it to, like, YouTube screwing up.
Probably, yeah.
Because even when I put up that Batman thing, I think a lot of people were fooled. Like, oh, I thought the video was broken. Batman episode 2.
So you shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, whatever.
It was the perfect edit.
I know. I was happy about that. Like, yes! All I had to do was freeze the image and people think it's broken. I really liked editing the part when it starts going slow-mo. Your edit was good there. Like, the entire sequence just suddenly went really slow. When he gets pushed, and I just love when he, I watched this so many times when I was editing it. When he spits up the muffin, you just hear this, like, he inhales a bit, and then, and this muffin flies out.
It's good.
I'm just sitting there, like, and then I watch it again, and I keep laughing at it. And I show my sister, like, watch this. It's like, ew, what is that? He throws up the muffin. It's so awesome.
I also really like the take where after you throw the wrapper and it hits him in the face, it just kind of goes, oh.
Yeah, that was actually a bad take. Because right after that, he's like, we should do this again. But it was just so weird. Like, it flies on him and he goes, like, what?
That
what
really
was
made
that?
Me laugh. Because I didn't remember that take at all.
Yeah. There was a much better take than that. It looked better.
But that one was funnier.
Yeah, you just needed that little poof.
I also love the rapper flying in the air. Just like dangling. You can see the green screen through
the rapper. And I remember the footage behind it was so bad. I remember I told Derek, you should green screen this part and just get some footage of the sky moving. So you would assume something's flying across in the air, the sky would be, you know, moving. But Derek's footage was like him just kind of jerking around in the same spot.
I don't remember doing that.
It's like, what am I working with here? I have to go out and refill my own. By the time I was getting tired of editing, I just figured that's funny enough. Keep that.
Oh, man.
And Drome dancing was fun to edit, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to make it a lot more music video-y, but time.
Part of me kind of wishes it was just, like, no music. Just him going, like, just dancing.
Yeah.
But
I didn't try that.
But that's okay.
I just went with
the script. You have to use that techno music. I mean, you already made it.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed. I wrote, I wrote that piece when he walks up to the drug dealer that's kind of bouncy.
Boom, oh, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. And I really liked it. But then that part of the scene where it was used is so short.
Yeah.
That you barely get through half of it. Hmm. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Just tooting my own horn.
And were you working on the music for the part where Poochie Papa comes up, I mean?
Yeah. That was going to be this big heroic thing where when he runs up, be like, he was like, Poochie, bum, 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 bum. And then when he slides down, it'll go, you'll have like these strings going, I had no time to do that. Yeah, but I found, just by coincidence, I found that that percussion piece, and I went back to the music Derek wanted me to write. He wrote descriptions and he said big percussion piece right here.
Oh.
I said, hey, I did it. Well, I didn't do it, but someone else wrote
it.
I found it. So I found it and put it in.
Yeah, I really like that part that segment it turned
dun,
into.
Dun, dun, dun.
Poochie!
And then one of my other favorite parts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, there was so much footage of it just going, who's your papa? Every papa! Enjoyed that. We should release just the raw footage of Jerome eating the muffin.
And, yep, Jerome. I think I told Phil already, but Jerome's up for more. So you'll probably see him in the future and something else. He said, because he put it on his Facebook page and his friends liked it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was camera shy.
Really?
If you can believe that. Or that he had like camera jitters or something like that.
You can't tell. Especially those parts when he gets more energized.
I know.
You should watch the raw footage of that too, because it's like a minute of Jerome just going, "Ah, muffin eat! Muffin eat!"
And like people walking around in the park while we're doing this.
At the end, we're all like, "Whoa, Jerome."
If that's him being nervous, I wonder what he's like when he's comfortable.
Maybe that's just the nervous energy like coming out.
Oh.
You have to... have to do it.
So, yeah. After all that time, breakfast is done.
Yeah. Wow. It was really frustrating to edit. And then towards the end, it was really fun to edit. I think that first scene was tough.
It's kind of like the shoot. The very first shoot we did was really frustrating. The one where I gave up. Not we. And then the second one was just fun. Because it was just like, went crazy and didn't care.
Yeah. But that makes it hard to edit.
Because like, thankfully, Phil edited
it. We didn't think about how any of this fits together. We just shot it.
Yeah. But
it makes it interesting.
It sure does. It definitely looks different from our usual stuff. Because yeah. The weird shots and
cuts. And I had to do a lot of color correcting as well.
I can imagine. I was like, hey, this doesn't look as ugly as I remember. Phil must have done a lot of work.
It did look really ugly.
It was horrible.
It wasn't ugly. It was just that, I don't know why, but I think the sun changed a lot.
Yeah.
And then you adjusted white balancing in between takes. Well,
if it was me or Chris or both of us.
I don't know.
I think, because between me and Chris, we filmed the indoor shots at least.
Yeah.
And neither of us are really familiar with the camera. It's really Phil's camera, so we're just kind of... Chris is slightly more familiar with it than me.
Like, what? Why is this... So I'm like,
should I try to do this? He's like, yeah, I don't know, sure. Like, okay. So yeah. That's kind of how we went about it.
There's a lot of shots that just looked really orange for some reason. Yeah, and the hallway was really yellow. I don't know why. I completely forgot about those close-up shots you did of me. Doing that weird mouth thing.
Oh yeah.
I had no idea they were there until I watched your cut. Like, I have to use this.
Yeah, that was cool. How was it? What was it like being Papa Chen? How did you like that role?
I like the role. I didn't think I did well in it.
Oh, how come?
I don't know. I don't like my acting. I guess it's okay if it has to be wooden like that. But yeah, I can't act.
Nah.
I prefer not to. Favorite part? The Polish people line.
We're talking about like small part?
I don't know anything. I just brought it up.
When I really like Phil that. Stands at the door after Pucci leaves and just stands there for a while looking like this.
I asked when I was almost done, I asked Derek, do you need to see an edit and approve it? He just said, I only have one question. Do you have that part where you grunt at the door? Yeah. Awesome.
That's it.
That's all I need to know. If the movie is just that cut, that's it.
That would have been awesome. That should have been Derek's cut.
Yeah.
I finally finished my first bun. I'm such a slow eater.
It took me a while to finish, well not that long, the second one, because... The pizza was just in the middle, and the rest was dry bun.
Beautiful.
So, okay, we'll keep talking about breakfast, but try your next one.
I need like 1 second. Or a minute before I'll start that one.
Well, we actually have a lot of, we released one extra bit, which was Derek's cut. We have some more extra things that are going to come out for breakfast. Who knows really? When. Yeah, we recorded some behind-the-scenes footage.
Oh, yeah.
When we were doing the indoor shots.
Unfortunately, Terry shot that.
Yeah, our the camera battery died after after that, so we didn't get any of the stuff outdoors, which is kind of too bad, but I'll put in some of the the raw footage of that.
Cool.
So you'll see some behind-the-scenes stuff. It's not that interesting. It's kind of fly-on-the-wall footage.
Yeah.
So there's that. I might put up my techno song.
Oh, yeah. And another song, too.
No, I just want to put up the techno one.
But But you were just talking about how you were sad the other one didn't get to
But I really like that, so I want to keep it for myself in case I ever want to, like, make money off of it.
Oh, I see.
But I don't see myself really needing this techno music for anything. So if you want, I'm going to put it up there. It's pretty much everything you've heard, just repeated in different ways. There's an intro to it. So if you want to use that for anything else you want in the future, you know, YouTube partners out there, make some money off it. You have my permission. Just show them this podcast. YouTube's been on my back about this video. Because I put it up for revenue sharing, right? Because it's all original material.
Yeah.
And normally, but whenever we use that Kevin MacLeod music, I just say it came from this site.
Yeah.
They never get back to me and say I need more info. But this time they're like, you have to give us the names of each track and a link to the licensing terms and a direct link to each song.
Wow.
And the author of each song.
So did you do that?
Yep. And they haven't gotten back to me yet. Well, even for our original music, I usually just put down music by us. And it's fine. But this time they said, you have to tell us the commercial program you used to create this music.
Wow. I guess they better crack down a bit.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
As long as it goes through.
Yeah, and we get our 10 cents.
I wonder how much money we have now.
Maybe like $10, $20?
No, we had 20 last time we talked about
this.
Whoa. This was like a year ago.
Quit your jobs, guys.
Maybe we have $30 now.
Maybe $30 per year or so.
$30 after like 3 years?
After $30 for 3 years. So that's $10 every year.
Split between us, that's like $5 each.
This would have been so cool in like grade 5.
I know. Oh man, I can buy that pack of Pokemon cards. I can buy my Dragon Ball Z stickers. I remember this. I had to beg my mom to let me buy this pack of Dragon Ball Z stickers. That was like $2. Like, no, you don't need stickers. That's expensive. But I want them. They're foil. They have the Japanese writing on them. They're rare. I still have them.
That's just what Phil sounded like. I was there.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else to say about breakfast?
No, just look out for some of that extra stuff. And also, I'm going to put out the... I still have the original footage from the first shoot we did.
Oh, no.
With Chris in the role
with
of Pucci.
With Chris in the role as Pucci.
And me without a mustache.
Oh.
Which looks very wrong.
Was the rest of your costume the same?
Pretty much. Except for I had a different apron.
Yeah. And we shot it in a different room in my house and everything.
Yeah, it looks very different, too.
That was before HD, right?
No, it was HD. Oh. We just used a different mode on the camera.
Oh, okay.
And we used all the lights and everything.
Try to.
Everything's brighter in that video.
Because so. We used lights. Well, I used lights. I just shot, I just like pointed them at random directions, but I used them.
Yeah, so you'll see that. It's really not even a full scene. It's like a quarter or a third of the first scene.
So you can see how quick I was to give up. But just after that, it was just like, man, I don't want to do this.
And that was man, someone has some bad mojo. How long have we been going on the tape? 38 minutes, not bad.
Right, not bad, not bad.
Maybe we make it, yo.
Maybe we make it.
Maybe we make it,
yo.
Hey, upcoming stuff!
Woo! You sang.
You were my perfect friend! I don't know why I sang that. Hey, yeah, the new site's coming out.
Yeah,
we already talked about that.
Redundant.
But guess what, everybody?
Whoa!
Derek! Decided to make a new animation!
Wow!
I bet you all just didn't care that much, yeah. But when it comes out, you will watch it.
Maybe.
And there will also probably be a German translation that will get more hits than us.
Yeah, that's always the cool part.
Because
not to say.
German people love animations
apparently.
More than Americans.
It's part of their culture.
Yeah. I mean, Americans are all like, gotta grow up, gotta watch CSI.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
Yeah, all that. But in Germany.
Germany, it's...
They, you know, they want to stay young forever, so they don't have to think about, like, their...
Everything's
their
like...
bloody past.
Dexter's Lab and Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
I heard someone say that, Seth MacFarlane he worked on Dexter's Lab before.
Oh, really?
Like, as a writer.
That's cool.
Did you know he's doing a Flintstones reboot?
Wow.
On Fox.
That's
Yeah. See, Family Guy is kind of like Flintstones in the modern age.
You could
write a dissertation about this.
Probably someone has already.
Yeah.
So yeah, animation. New animation coming soon. It's called Shammy Salad Champion. At first, I wasn't sure if it was going to be this, but it is going to be Nightlights number 4. At first, it was just going to be on its own, but now it is because I was just drawing with pencil anyway. Like, this is going to look like them anyway, so let's do it.
We need more just regular shorts.
More just regular shorts? Well, it's still up in the air. Vote now. Podcast at GetNothing.com.
Draw it on your tablet.
Nah.
No.
I don't like drawing on my tablet.
Or do what I did in Full House. Draw it on paper, scan it, and then re-ink it by hand in Photoshop. Yeah. I don't have a tablet.
So yeah. It's not 100%. That was the idea at the time that it's going to be. At first, it was going to be the start of this whole new other series, but then that just all went down the drain when I was like, no, I don't want to draw it like that. At first, I was going to draw it. The idea was I was going to draw it like as if kindergartners drew it. That was the whole idea, but then I was like, nah, I don't feel like that.
You should just get all the kindergarten kids to draw it.
I should.
So here's your assignment for the week. Draw my video.
If I become a kindergarten teacher, maybe I'll do that. I'll child labor.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Just don't pay them.
But it's another shortish one. Phil's in it.
It's good. Already recorded my part.
Phil already recorded his part. Robin's in it. She's like not done her part yet, but she's like halfway through it or something like that. I forget.
Slow.
Robin, come on.
I mean, come on. Took me like half an hour to do two voices. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
But anyway, yeah. And the drawing is, I've finished all the drawing. I haven't scanned it in yet, so there's still some work to do there. But that'll probably, unless something derails me, like as often happens.
No!
I am aiming for June.
Okay.
Should be out in June somewhere.
Animate it all, make some clips, and I'll edit it.
Okay, if I get sick of it, when it's like in that stage, give it to Phil.
I'm not animating though. I don't like that part.
No, you don't have to do that part.
You sync up all the voices.
Yeah.
I'll do the rest.
Oh, Brett, what's the rest?
Editing.
Oh, okay. Actually, with this one, I'm not sure if I'm even gonna do syncing up voices.
Oh.
It's gonna kind of be like storybook style.
You know, everyone in this movie is a ninja, so their mouths are covered.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
Cool. So Shammy Salad Champion.
Coming in June, maybe.
Coming in June.
We hope. Well, when's your next animation? Because we need more shorts, so you can do the shorts.
Oh, yeah. I need a good concept.
How about, who's the boss?
I don't want to be the guy who just parodies sitcoms. I've been watching a lot of According to Jim.
Yeah, there you go. Good source material.
Andy!
See, that show is almost like a parody of sitcoms in itself already because it's just so sitcom.
Jim! Come on, Cheryl! He plays a harmonica.
Well, do you think you would do animation again? If you had the right idea, like something that came across,
yes.
You're like,
yeah. It has to be something really stupid, like the Full House one.
Really stupid, that's the qualifier?
That's the way I do it.
Can it be really long and stupid?
No, it's just really stupid.
Really short, really stupid.
Really short, really stupid. Say something else so I can repeat it.
Really Phil.
Really Phil.
And what are your qualifiers for doing a film? What must it be?
I don't know. I mean, I've just been doing stuff that you write.
Well, so. Well, okay. If you were to do something again, what would it have to be? Would it have to be stupid?
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking about this the other day, and a lot of my my movie ideas stem from one little thing that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
That probably shouldn't be expanded into an entire film. Like the Indiana Jones thing, Soundtrack for My Life. You and Chris liked it, but I think it could be shorter because it's the same joke over and over again. And that's the only thing that really, I thought about that and it kind of made me laugh. So I said, hey, I'll make a movie about that. Or like, this isn't that similar, but Eating Things with Derek. Hey, it would be funny to see Derek spoon things into his mouth really fast. Let's make a movie out of that.
I think it works.
I can't think of what else.
Sunny G.
Yes, Sunny G. Oh, what if it was called Sunny G? And there was like a guy named Sunny G. That's it. So I don't have the best ideas to turn into movies. Full-length movies.
So that's not true.
Don't like writing full-on things.
I think Soundtrack to My Life is still like Chris's favorite film.
Yeah. Yeah. Not mine. I really like J-Bang for some reason.
J-Bang? I still really like J-Bang.
I like that look that we gave it.
I think it was not only the look, but like we had the content and the look and they really matched together. They really went to mesh together really well.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was good. I don't know if we can recreate that kind of magic.
Gotta see what the genre is.
Yeah.
Gotta see what... This tastes bad. Doesn't taste bad. Just
what is that? Japanese pineapple with raisin?
I don't taste any pineapple. I taste bun.
Is that the pineapple on top?
If it is, it's like dried crust.
Yeah, when I looked at it, I thought it was gonna crumble.
Because I don't see... I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's the filling if I haven't gotten to it yet. We'll see.
Well, pineapple's good.
Yeah.
Pineapple is good. Japanese like people are awesome. So you put the two together.
It should be even better.
Yeah.
I mean, even, yeah.
All right. All right. Anything else?
So what else is upcoming?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing so far. I think that's it. I mean, that's all. Okay. Oh, low budget Star Wars Episode 3.
Oh. When are we going to start that?
I mean, that's bound to happen. I don't know when we'll do it. Maybe we'll film it next month.
Gotta do a film with the new equipment.
Yeah,
gotta do something.
I keep thinking about that, and I there's two projects in mind that I want to do. I just don't. I want to get all this other stuff out of the way.
Oh, okay.
What stuff? The stuff we just talked about.
It's done now.
It's not done. We're Shammy. Where's the breakfast extras?
You're done with Shammy. Your part's done.
I'm working on breakfast stuff.
Okay.
Editing your documentary, behind the scenes documentary.
Awesome.
Of us just screwing up lines.
That's what we love to do.
And laughing at each other. That's pretty much all it is.
It's like, yes, Poochie. You do it a couple more times.
Anyway.
That almost felt like... That felt a little more like we were like a film crew that day because there were so many people there.
Because, yeah, we had different people doing like individual jobs.
Yeah.
Whereas usually it's, you guys act, I'll do everything else.
That's true.
And this one is Derek directs, Chris does cameras, me and Jerome act, Terry was doing behind the scenes stuff.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. We're getting there, Hollywood.
Yeah.
Look out for the next project.
We gotta write a vehicle for Jerome.
Yeah.
Something with him in mind specifically.
Yeah, something that's like really...
Really caters to his craziness.
Odd.
His spirit.
We need to get more food in his mouth.
Food is a favorite theme.
Oh, we still have these.
Oh, yeah.
Powdery pulverone. We should get this in Jerome's mouth. That sounds weird either way.
Get this in Jerome. Get this in Jerome's mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
You want to try one?
Not yet. I'm still working on this.
You open this.
Scissors.
I'm probably going to end up destroying them all.
Okay, I'm not going to touch
them
right now.
So strong.
So strong, just like the Macho Man.
Product of the Philippines.
Oh, yeah. So, hey.
Hey, movies.
Movies, games, Thors.
Oh.
How many Thors did you see, Derek?
I saw one Thor.
I saw one Thor.
And we saw it at the same time.
Oh.
Oh.
Not in 3D, though.
I keep forgetting there's video. I'm not looking at the camera ever.
I've been staring at the camera the entire time.
Okay, well, that works then. I'll stare at the microphone, you stare at the camera.
Oh, yeah. So what'd you think of Thor?
I like Thor. I think it was fun. It was entertaining. Nothing like crazy special or anything, but you know, it was a fun time at the movies.
It was a fun time at the movies.
Did you like That's our reaction. But I didn't like Natalie Portman. Just because, I don't know. It seems like such a nothing role.
I haven't liked Natalie Portman in anything I've seen her. I think she's such a wooden actress.
I haven't seen her in much, actually.
I haven't seen her in that many full movies, but I have seen her in like clips of other movies, like Garden State and that movie where she was pregnant.
Pregnant State.
Sorry, V for Vendetta. Star Wars.
Yeah.
I really don't know what else she was in. But I haven't liked it. Like, the movies aren't really bad. It's just her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure I like her either.
Sorry, Miss Portman.
I like the guy who played Loki. He was pretty good.
Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston.
And Thor. The guy who was Thor was really good.
He was good, yeah.
He's like Thor.
I remember when they announced Thor, at first everybody kept saying, oh, they gotta get Triple H to be Thor.
Oh, man.
Triple H has to be Thor. Like, why? Because he's big and he's got long blonde hair. That's Thor. Yeah, that's totally Thor. That's all he is.
I read that Tom Hiddleston actually auditioned to play Thor.
Really?
Like, that doesn't seem right. Unless he's usually muscular and he had to lose weight to be Loki.
That's not as weird as Nicolas Cage signed on to be Superman in Tim Burton's old Superman movie, which thankfully never happened.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen the suit?
No.
One of the guys who worked on it, sometime in the last couple years, he released photos of the suit they were using. It was like this silver jumpsuit with this chrome S on it, and it was like some kind of weird futuristic jumpsuit. I don't know.
Interesting.
The only thing that says Superman is it had an S on it. But imagine Nicolas Cage in a skin-tight silver jumpsuit with an S on it. That's Superman.
Yay.
Doesn't that scream Superman to you?
I think so. What I didn't like, Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, I can't, like,
I'm like, Derek, are we gonna stay till the end?
It's like, is Samuel L. Jackson in it?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah.
All right, we have to.
But then we ended up staying.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people didn't even know what was going on in that scene. Like, hey, take a look at this. Whoa. And that was it.
It's too predictable at this point.
Yeah. It's like, Samuel L. Jackson's gonna be at the end. And it's going to be really short and not really do anything.
And apparently they already filmed his scene for Captain America. Mm-hmm. And I think from the pictures they showed, it looked like it was when Captain America reawakens in the 21st century.
Because
they're like in modern New York.
Interesting.
So it'll just be like, hey, welcome back. The end.
Oh, man. How many G's for Thor?
I'll give it a 3.5.
I also give it 3.5.
I was a little bit disappointed because when they said Kenneth Branagh's directing it, I said, oh man, this is going to be like Shakespeare. Especially with all the Asgardian stuff. That'll be cool. But it wasn't really, you know, it was just kind of, hey, lots of special effects.
Then people would have hated it and be like, Kenneth Branagh ruins Thor with his pretentiousness and stuff like that.
They looked cool in the god stuff.
Yeah,
they just talk like, you know, British people, that kind of stereotypical British people. And every time when I read Thor in the comics, they give him like a special font that makes him look old timey. And he says stuff like, thou art not good. Have at thee. And he throws his hammer. And I always imagine him being this kind of, maiden, I shall rescue thee. But it was more like, love you, Jane.
I do love when he first comes down to Earth and then he wakes up and he's like stupid for some reason. Like, Hammer! Like, he's not dumb. Why is he just yelling hammer?
This drink, another! It was a pretty funny movie, too.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. Good laughs.
Good laughs.
Not like overbearing.
Yeah. And cool effects. And cool black guy.
Cool black guy, yeah.
Yeah. It's all you need.
I cannot see.
All right. Any other movies you saw?
Good Thor.
Good Thor.
I saw The Bourne Identity.
Oh.
That was okay.
I saw that a long time ago.
It was pretty hyped up. A lot of people seemed to really like it. I didn't really care that much for it. Seemed like it didn't have much of a plot. And they just kind of spread it out for a long time.
He forgot who he was and he beats up people.
But like, more than half the movie is just, who am I? Run. Who am I? Run. Fight. Run.
They followed the pattern for Jackie Chan's Who Am I? Did you ever see that one?
No.
Jackie Chan forgets who he is. Fights guys, and then he runs. He fights guys, and then he runs.
Wow. That kind of sounds like Jackie Chan's most of his movies.
Yeah, I guess so. Are you going to watch the other ones?
Maybe. Well, Blockbuster's gone now.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Sad times.
Have you seen anything else? I feel like I've seen a lot, but I can't remember.
I saw Serenity.
Oh, I just watched all of Firefly, and I also saw Serenity.
Oh
what'd you think of Serenity? I really liked Serenity.
I like Serenity too.
I give Serenity a 4.
I also give it a 4.
It's a good movie. I think it only works if you've seen the series.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it'll work on its own. Well, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's hard to say now.
I don't know, because they just kind of jump into it. And yeah, they sort of reintroduce everything.
But not
enough. Not really.
If you don't know anything about it, you probably just...
Yeah.
But yeah. So watch Firefly first if you haven't.
What'd you think of Firefly?
I like Firefly too.
I like Firefly too.
I really wish there was more of it, but, you know, then them's the breaks.
I wish there was at least, like, a good full season.
Yeah,
because, 14 episodes was a little short, but I
like
that I didn't have to stick with the show for a long time.
Yeah. I like when it's not just too long.
Good beginning, good end, not too long.
Yeah. So who is your favorite character?
My favorite character was...
Shepherd Book.
Actually, I was just about to say that.
Yeah!
You know, I'm a religious guy, and every time Shepherd Book opens his mouth, I just feel so enlightened. My spirit's lifted, because he's Mal's conscience, and I feel like that. With Derek, you know?
Oh.
Derek's always going off track about everything in life. And I said, Derek, get back on track.
So you're Shepherd Book path. And I'm Mal?
You're Mal.
Cool.
You're just wild and crazy. And you have, like, weird sexual tension with whores.
Those are our lives in a nutshell.
And I also know a lot of military stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I won't tell you why.
And your crazy hair.
Oh, I love that part. I saw him on Star Trek.
Really?
Which one? I think it was Voyager. He played some alien.
Cool.
And he still had the Shepherd Book hair.
That's cool.
Good show.
Good show. Good show.
That was the, that was really my first experience with, like, good experience with Joss Whedon's stuff.
Ah.
Like, I've seen Buffy here and there, but
yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, so probably the same for me, actually.
Do you think he'll do good with the Avengers?
I think it'll be, you know, fun time at the movies. Pretty good, you know, entertaining. Nothing special. All that stuff.
Cue.
Good stuff.
Anything else? Movies? Game? You playing? Been playing any games?
I've been playing L.A. Noire.
Ooh, how's
which
that?
Which came out recently. It's a pretty cool game. Technologically wise, but also gameplay wise. I mean, it's, you probably know something about it because it's been so hyped. You know anything about it?
No.
It takes place in, like, the 40s. It's, like, kind of a noir adventure-ish kind of thing. But it's made by the guys who do GTA
yeah,
and stuff like that.
It's not a sandbox game, though, is
no.
it?
No. So people, I mean...
Disappointed?
People who are expecting that obviously will be very...
Why isn't this just 1940s GTA?
Yeah, I know, man.
I want to hijack a 14 model. Model T.
You can take cars from people, but you're like,
okay.
Police need a vehicle.
Oh,
so it's
man.
Like, yeah.
Can you at least beat them up after?
No. And
just
very,
kidding.
Very hard to run over pedestrians. Well, not that hard, but you really have to try to...
How does that work?
Because they dodge really fast. Oh, okay. Because you're not supposed to be hurting people.
Your character should automatically just, like, swerve and flip the car over.
Well, it's a pretty cool story-based game. Pretty, kind of harkens back to the adventure, point-and-click adventure-ish kind of games. So if you don't like those, you won't like this, but... It's also kind of cool is where you do the interrogation scenes and it's like... You have to read their... Because the, you know, the whole hyped up thing is that the facial expressions look just like people's faces and they capture their motions entirely. And so you have to try to tell if they're lying or not.
Oh, that's cool.
Based on how they look. But usually it's not too hard because then they finish talking and then all of a sudden their face switches to their next animation, which is all like... They're like looking all shifty-eyed and they're pouting and stuff like that. But it's pretty cool anyway. Even if it's just like a stepping stone towards even better technology stuff.
See, wait, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
That's so, a game that could be cool on like Kinect.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know why.
Because you could like touch their faces.
Yeah.
You know, I have to tell how you're lying by touching your face.
Yeah, he's just like, I gotta feel this through.
But yeah, it's a pretty cool game. Maybe, like, I'm halfway through it or so.
Awesome. Right now.
Yeah. So, that's cool. How about you?
Well, you just reminded me, speaking of point and click, I've been playing the, I got the Back to the Future game.
Wait, you said that last time.
Well, I only played the first one, but they released up to episode 4 now.
Oh, cool.
So I've been playing that. That's pretty fun. I don't really have much more to say about it. Again, it's just, I like it because it's Back to the Future. I don't really care that much for point and click games. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of frustrating puzzles that I hate.
That you described last time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good game, though. If you like Back to the Future, check it out. It's cheap.
Cool. I got other games?
I finished Yoshi's Island. Yoshi's Island, yeah.
Cool.
I've been playing... I got Kirby Superstar Ultra for the DS.
Sweet.
Have you played that one?
I played the original SNES version.
This one has, like... 15 games.
So I'm guessing that's more?
Yeah. I think the original one had about 8 or 9.
Okay.
This one has all these newer, harder ones that you unlock, which cool. I just started, which is pretty cool. It's a good game if you've never played, if you need a Kirby game.
Does it still have, like, the two-player stuff and everything?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, cool.
Haven't been playing much. I got the new... Yoshi's Island DS. I only played one level, but it's pretty much the same game as Yoshi's Island. Just more levels.
Cool. But yeah, I never played that one either.
You can borrow it when you don't have a DS.
Terry has one.
Oh yeah. All right. You can borrow it when I'm done, which will be a while.
Awesome. So that's games, I guess.
That's games.
Any games you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to E3 because I'm curious about this Nintendo thing.
Oh, the Project Cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I want to see what they say. I want to see how much they hype us up and how much no one will care about it by the time it actually comes out. Just like Kinect. Wow, Kinect is so amazing. Hey, Kinect's coming out. Oh, really? I thought that was already out. What happened
but
to that?
But that's not a console.
Whatever.
The consoles are a bigger deal. I mean, everyone went out to buy Wii.
That's true.
But when they first revealed Wii, and everyone was like, oh, Wii's such a stupid name. Wii's so stupid. And no one cares about the name after, like.
It's like, I just want a player.
Philip tried to eat a, what's it called again? Pulveron? Pulveron to Pinny Pig? Forgive my lack of Filipino smarts.
Oh, video just stopped.
Oh, okay. Well, bonus for you guys now, audio people.
You get the rest of the podcast.
The video people don't. Well, Rumble, we're getting close to finishing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Any other like random stuff you want to bring up?
We saw Video Games Live.
Oh, yeah. Video Games Live. That was
cool. I mean, we've seen it before.
We've seen it before.
That's so, my third time.
Chris hasn't seen it before, and Terry didn't see it before. They liked it. Or, Terry liked it. I think Chris liked it more for the crowd. he said. That's what he said on his Facebook and his Twitter and stuff.
That's what he said to us when we asked him.
Oh, okay, I don't remember that. Like, I only remember the digital Chris.
I think the crowd made that show for me. What was your favorite segment?
My favorite segment was the Civilization one, because I played that game a lot, and I always heard that opening song. So I got to see the guy who sings in it. That was so cool. And his
buddy.
Yeah.
From Toronto.
So that was like totally unexpected for me. So that was really
That's
cool.
Actually a really good piece. You should watch it on, I'll lend you the Blu-ray. It's even better there. It's okay. So amazing. It's such a good piece.
Cool.
They said, even Tommy says it's his favorite because, I don't know why. But he said, like, he said it was the Blu-ray they did was for a PBS special. And he said PBS asked them for, like, to put one clip online just to advertise it. And he said, I chose that one because that's, like, you know, it's not too video gamey, but it's really powerful and moving.
Yeah.
And it is.
Awesome.
It's the Lord's Prayer in some, like, some Swahili or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So it's religious, right up my alley. Why am I still pointing at the camera? Okay, I'm turning the camera off.
Okay, so
because it's making me think something's going on.
What's going on?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. What was your favorite segment?
I really like the Snake Eater one.
Oh yeah,
I like that song.
That was good too.
Very James Bondy.
And the girl can was a pretty good singer.
Yeah.
That's it.
I like that flute thing she did. I've seen it online before.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the crowd kind of ruined that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I wanted to hear her play awesome flute, and then people were, like, screaming stuff.
That's the kind of, like, the down, like, I mean, like, the way Tommy says it's like, yeah, I want you to yell and stuff when you like stuff.
It's like, whenever you feel like it, just scream!
Which is kind of cool in a way, but then they're like, some guys who take it too far.
No, that's the only one where I didn't like it, but other than that, it was funny.
Yeah.
Like the screaming was funny.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Pretty good.
Trying to think. Trying to scrambling to think.
No, I don't know. I haven't been doing anything.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to work on more canned stuff now that I have time.
Cool.
Eat your pulverin.
Okay.
Put it in your mouth. It's too bad we're not doing video anymore, because this would have been funny and messy. But so this is the game that my dad said Filipinos do, apparently.
Because they try to eat however
they're so
many.
Poor, I mean, there's nothing else to do but play with your food. What little of it you do have.
You heard it here.
It's okay, I'm half.
We talk a lot about Filipino culture lately.
Not lately, like all the time.
I guess so.
I don't know why.
It's so fascinating.
I think like after high school, we kind of got tired of the Chinese jokes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the... Okay, you already ruined it. We're going to do it after. Eat that one first. The game is basically, you put the whole one in your mouth, you chew it a bit, and then you see who can whistle.
Oh, okay.
And if pretty much every time, everyone's just going to end up spitting their food back out. Because you cannot whistle with this. It's the same thing like putting a lot of dry crackers in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then trying to do anything. But this one's fun because it's ethnic food.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a little sweet.
Yeah.
And a little good.
Go to your local Asian market and look for pulvoron.
Or your local Filipino ghetto.
Yeah, just find the old lady who's making it in her sink.
All right.
This is going to get messy. We should
hold
try
the tissue in front of your face.
Okay, here's your tissue. Here's your tissue.
Don't you hate it when tissue boxes are almost empty and you try to pull one out and tissue box balls all over the place?
Or you gotta get a new one.
Okay.
So we're gonna play this old Filipino game.
Is there a name for this game?
Try to whistle.
I don't know. And then we'll petition for this to be an Olympic event.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, you have to train 4 years to be able to do this.
Summer or winter, do you think?
Summer, definitely.
Oh. Okay.
Nobody watches Winter Olympics. Okay. Summer.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
So how much do you chew it?
Just till it kind of breaks up in your mouth. Not so that it gets all, you know, like soft and like hard sand, you know?
Yeah.
You know, when it gets all saliva-y?
Yeah.
So, yeah, break it up a bit, chew it a bit, and then we'll try to whistle.
Okay. Ready?
What should we whistle?
You are my perfect friend.
Okay. Sure. All right. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, that didn't work out at all.
Nope. I can't move.
Alright. That's pretty much the game.
So, in case you couldn't tell, nothing happened. We just have a bunch of powder flew out of our mouths.
Do you have, like, a garbage that I can dust myself off?
Yeah, that bag.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're just... I don't know how... I think I forgot to cover myself at first.
Yeah, mine's not too bad.
That's full of powder. Oh, no! It just spreads!
It just absorbed into his pants.
Oh, man.
Alright. Can't have nothing to recommend. Yeah, you might have to vacuum.
That's okay. Well, it looks like I'm a carpenter now.
Yeah.
I was working with sawdust. Or just... I don't know.
Alright. What do you recommend, Phil?
I recommend The Lonely Island's new album.
Yeah?
Turtleneck and Chain.
Is that the one with the boombox one? Or is that the old one?
That's the first album.
Oh.
The new one has, a song called Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Featuring Michael Bolton.
Really? The real Michael Bolton?
Yeah. He's in the video.
Wow.
He sings about Jack Sparrow.
That's pretty cool.
This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow. Michael Bolton looks kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. He looked weird when he was younger. I don't know what he looks like now.
I was reading one of the comments. Someone said he looks like if Sarah Jessica Parker was a man. And I kind of agree.
Does he still have the long hair?
No, he's got short hair.
Oh.
But he's got like...
not Michael Bolton anymore.
He's got like girly lips.
Cool.
It looks weird. Like what he sings.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
that's like why he sings good.
Pretty much. That's why we can't sing. We don't look girly.
Yeah. So can you like dress up in drag and then you'll sing better? Does it work?
Nah, that doesn't count.
Have to be like, okay.
It's gotta be natural.
Gotta be born with it.
Yeah. But I'm born this way. Have you heard Weird Al's parody?
No.
Perform This Way.
Oh.
Basically, he just... Yeah. I don't really like it that much.
All right. When's his new album coming?
In June.
Whoa.
Nice.
You gonna buy it?
Yeah.
Cool. What's it called?
Alpocalypse.
All right.
What do you recommend?
I recommend Ducklings.
Ducklings. So go get yourself a duckling.
I'm taking care of ducklings right now. As long story short, it's for school.
This is what they do at school here in Canada. It's like, you know how you have SATs in the US? We have duckling care.
Duckling care
in
and
Canada.
Cut down trees. And that's basically those are our exams.
Hey, I'm having a tree cut down at my house soon. So, there you go. It's true. We do it.
Well, yeah, ducklings are pretty cool. They poop a lot, but they're very...
We had ducklings when we were in kindergarten,
yes,
right?
Yes, we did.
This is like...
19 years ago.
This is like on TV when the hamster dies and they just buy a new hamster and they name it the same thing. Like in Recess.
Well, we don't say that they're the same ducklings that have been here for 20 years.
How long do ducklings live? 300 years.
Yeah.
What do you do with the ducklings?
We feed them.
like, what's the point of having them?
It's learning about animal. We learn about like their feet, their web feet, and
I remember. Yeah, I remember having to learn about that.
Yeah, and a little tooth on their beak, and you get to watch them because they grow really fast. And we only have them for 2 weeks, but at the end of the 2 weeks, they're not fully grown yet, but they grow.
Just you go into the park and you just release them, like the butterflies.
I don't remember. You remember we did the butterflies too?
Yeah, I was so scared of butterflies when I was a kid. I still don't like them. I don't like the fluttery bugs. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Last year, apparently, some kids were scared of the ducklings. Like, they cried.
That's weird.
Butterflies.
I didn't cry at butterflies. I just don't like them flapping around me. Like birds. I mean, do you like birds or bats flapping their wings around you?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
In the summer, all in your hot face.
Yeah.
Bah. It's gross.
The best when June bugs flap around you and into your face.
I had a June bug land on my foot when I was watching TV one time. And I kicked my foot and it like flew across the room. That was awesome.
Awesome. All right.
No emails.
I think we can like cut canned emails. Don't worry about putting it there until we actually get an email.
Yeah.
Because this will just make people like pity us.
Pity us. Send us an email.
I don't want pity emails.
Yeah, pity.
We want real emails treating us like equals.
Hey, get this. Pity mail.
Pity mails. That's what we should call it.
Yeah.
That's okay. That segment's dead. We should come up with a new segment to replace it. We'll think about it.
Yeah.
Reading YouTube comments. That's like as close as we get to like active feedback.
Mega64 does that. Oh, hey, we haven't talked about Mega64 in a long time.
Oh.
No, they have this new sort of segment that they introduced in their podcast called The Shakespeare. And it's these comments that they always get. Yeah. Where people act all, like, hoity-toity with them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how come you are not doing public videos anymore? Doing videos IRL. Unsubbed. Like, those kinds of people. Who get all defensive about, like, oh, about you should every be little doing thing. This. Why aren't you doing this? I like this. We don't get a whole lot of that.
That's because we're not popular enough. Yeah. That's one of the good things about not being as popular. You don't get heckled as much.
You only get people who like you.
Well, in a way, it's true. You know what I mean? You have your dedicated fan base, even if they're really tiny, and they generally like you.
Yeah, generally we get
positive
good comments because there really aren't that many.
Yeah.
So the people who do comments say, yeah, fun times. You know, it's fun, entertaining.
Nothing too special, but you know, it's a good time at the YouTubes.
Yeah. Well, let's check out some breakfast comments. What do people say?
Okay.
Or, you know, pick a video of your choice.
You just told me to pick breakfast.
One of our videos. Let's see what people said.
Okay, well, let's start with breakfast. Since it's right here. Okay. Green Dragon Films, also known as Matt and Daxter, am I right?
Yeah.
Said, money well spent.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks. Nubix Cube said, you guys are the best.
Thank you.
Rapping Bagel says, when aliens take over the world, killing us all off with their giant ray guns and robots, and they're trying to learn more about humanity, I hope they watch this video.
Thank you.
A heartwarming tale of family and identity. The denouement. The plot. Such artistry.
Thank you. This segment's called Thank You.
Keep going.
No, I think we got the idea.
Yeah, I think so too. All right. That's it.
All right. So thanks for...
So thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Rate, comment, subscribe.
Yay.
Let's take it out with another Macho Man song.
Okay. So here comes another Macho Man song.
A song to celebrate his life.
Oh wait, I think this is the Village People. Should we play that?
Macho Man.
That's a long intro.
Yeah. Okay.
Or is that too on the nose?
Two on the nose.
Two on the nose. Okay, let's
real go Macho Man song.
To the related one, Just a Gigolo. Just a Gigolo, music video, 1979. This is still Village People, though. This one's not as fun.
Have you heard any Village People music outside of, like, YMCA and Macho Man?
In the Navy.
Oh, yeah! See, I think this is probably the fourth song I've heard by them.
Gigolo, gigolo, gigolo! I don't know. Is this good enough for a closing song?
It's not good enough for Randy Savage.
Okay, so it's what?
You know what we need?
What?
I'll Be Missing You.
I'll Be Missing You cover. Let's find the best cover version. The Girl with the Guitar? Sounds good to me.
Yes!
My audio is stupid, but let's see if we can get it.
She's so good at guitar.
And she's looking in the camera like, oh, sentimental. Like
she just lost Randy Savage.
Yeah.
And she's got like a low manly voice.
And a cow pattern guitar strap.
That just screams sadness.
And I think she's in her washroom, sitting on her toilet recording this.
That's,
I'm not trying to be funny or anything.
Depression.
She's actually on there. When you went
Hello?
Hello, testing.
You're my perfect friend.
Testing it again.
Perfect friend.
You're my perfect friend.
Yeah, you were my perfect friend and I was your perfect man.
We shouldn't make fun of a dead guy.
Two dead guys.
Two dead. Oh man. Okay, you ready to start?
Oops.
Oh yeah.